From Kevin Murphy, this is Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. All the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. I'm Sue Remish, your host and Chief Innovation Officer for Kevin Murphy. And now, Conversations with Kevin.
This year's upcoming Kevin Murphy Education Collection for 2020 is called Bang Bang. The intention is to represent the moment of pop in the 90s that saw the rise of unconventional artists like Banksy with a Britpop soundtrack. The 90s in London began with the 60s working class revival that resulted in a rebirth of British mod culture. We see echoes of mod and dandy in our collections and a bit of swinging 60s Carnaby Street. But we are casting forward. In the 90s, Britpop was the transatlantic antidote to grunge. Bands like Oasis, Suede, and Blur were at the forefront of this movement, all presenting different images, but all very Britpop with an echo of K-pop as well. Because, to quote my guest I'm sitting with today, Kevin Murphy headmaster Nathan Gorman, I can't see Britpop without K-pop. Themes for me have merged. Welcome, Nathan.
Hi, Sue.
That's a great quote and a great concept.
Yes.
So, talking about Bang Bang, our education collection of 2020, Nathan, I have to start with probably an obvious question, but I think people would be interested to know, why do we create collections?
Well, I think in simplicity, we create collections at companies like Kevin Murphy to inspire the hairdressers. That's the first thing, but actually the real secret, we create collections to help hairdressers navigate fashion for their clients.
Yeah.
And so we're actually creating a voice of fashion that they can then apply it directly to their clients.
Yeah.
Because all clients crave change.
Well, I think it's important for people to know, too, that unlike the campaign collection shoots that we do, which is essentially Kevin and his team of design directors and yourself, this is a real collaboration among all of our educators.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the process. When you first say, all right, it's time for us to look to 2020,
yep.
We're going to create a collection, tell us about that process and how all of our educators become involved in that.
Well, all of our educators, every single one of our educators has a voice in our collection. It's a flat landscape in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So what we actually do is Kevin will send out a collection of generally mood boards in terms of where he thinks fashion is going or bits of paper or whatever, words that can be that. And all of our masters around the world, be it colour masters, style masters, session masters, actually have an opportunity to submit. So they spend a bit of time at home and they process the mood boards in their way, and then they submit looks or ideas or just concepts to us, the design director team. The important thing about that is they're the eyes and ears. They're actually out there in the field. They're educating. So they actually know what hairdressers want. Because I'm still in the salon, I know what clients actually want as well. And so then what will happen is Kevin and I and the design directors will sit down and we'll review those submissions. And from that, on the strength of that submission and their performance out in the field, let's be frank, the masters are invited to something called Think Tank, where we literally think tank all of the ideas.
It's such an interesting process and really so collaborative on a level that I personally haven't seen a lot of hair companies collaborate.
No, certainly in
usually
my past it wasn't
the creative director hands you the looks and that's what you're executing on.
Yeah.
So interesting opportunity for our educators to really grow in their careers. And I love what you said about they're taking what they are hearing are the needs in the field and saying, this is what we need to teach our salons. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us.
No.
It's about our salons.
Yes, that's right.
And it's about the people that we serve in the salons who are loyal and steadfast clients and giving them the type of collection and creation that they can then reproduce in their salons
with
their clients.
That's right.
That's amazing. So, and I just have to ask, who thought up Bang Bang? Such a cute name.
Well, the name actually came from Kevin. Generally, you know, working with Kevin, he'll hone in on some minutiae of something. It could be a name or a font or... And the name this year came from Kevin.
Okay.
Not always so, but this year very much.
All right. So, Nathan, I love the way that you articulate collections because you never just talk about hair. You are pulling from all the things that inspire us as human beings, right? It's, it can be a certain color. It can be a building. It can be a piece of art. Can you tell us in your own words the significance of this collection?
Well, I think we actually continue to help clients who are searching for individuality and self-expression. And, you know, we're talking about diversity and all of that. We don't want to just, like, do a nod to diversity.
Mm-hmm.
The world is diverse. Mm-hmm. So let's just push that aside and say we're diverse.
Yeah,
But what we need to do is help salons navigate that. The reason that we called the collection Bang Bang was because the 90s were a really dynamic decade that took an influence from, like, 70s glam rock, 60s mod, 50s Californian teen, casual, it was Gen X's, it was my prime.
Mm-hmm.
But we were equalising gender, sexuality and class codes at that time by breaking down a narrative that had been handed to us from the 80s. And the 80s was about a uniform. And we in the 90s were the first generation that said, no, we want to be the way we are, actually, regardless of all of those facts.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think it's really interesting that you touch on this nod to diversity because it's gone so much further than that.
Mm.
I mean, I was just reading an article recently that was talking about beauty products that are coming to the forefront now and this whole concept of gender neutral.
Yes.
You know, we're not talking about male and female anymore. There's
yes.
dozens and dozens of gender options on a
yep.
site like Facebook.
Yeah, there's pronouns as long as your arm, and rightly so.
You know, that's absolutely being driven by the consumer
yes.
who is, you know, saying, I'm an individual, I want to be treated like an individual, and if we aren't recognizing that, we're out of the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I mean, and it's funny because a lot of that gender stuff is, you know, ingrained in you in childhood. So I'd say we've come a long way in our lifetimes, quite
yeah,
frankly.
Absolutely.
And I'm really proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is we can just forget about gender.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
just
true,
forget
right?
about gender.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it's a watershed moment for humanity right now
mm-hmm.
to be able to say we're going to treat people as individuals and
mm-hmm.
the way that I define myself as an individual.
That's
Do you
right.
feel that this collection does that?
I think so, and I think that was a really important thing. And that's why we used the 90s as a bit of a... Because the 90s was really when that started. There wasn't online shopping when I was young. You cobbled together your look using a combination of new and secondhand pieces. And that's actually where we are today, again. And we might online shop now, but we are creating a look for ourselves that is ours, and we are using secondhand. We are, you know, we're colouring hair like we were in the 90s. We used to bleach a lot and have a lot of bright colours. Well, we're doing pastel versions of that, or we're doing different versions of that now. And I think that it's really good because we can help the client navigate the next decade.
Yeah.
Because I'm really conscious that we're going into 2020 now, and we're actually leaving behind the millennium. Then, you know, the teens, you know, in the millennium, and we're firmly in the 2000s now.
Oh, and millennials are going to be 40 years old this year,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
and they're not kids anymore.
No,
so
that's right.
Odd question, but I just, as you're talking and thinking about it, does our product offering of the day influence the collection, or does the collection influence the product offering?
Well, it's a good question, actually, and I'd have to say it's a little bit of both,
mm-hmm.
but I'd say firstly... no, it would be the collections that would generally come through first.
Yeah.
Because if we see a hole in the line, we'll create a product to fill that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does the hole in the lines come up through these types of experiences and opportunities? I mean...
Well, they do. But I'd have to say we're kind of ahead of the curve
with
Kevin Murphy with that in terms of...
Yeah.
And I think that's to do with our skincare philosophy and understanding technology and all of those sorts of things. We are quite ahead of the curve in terms of creating textures that clients actually want.
Yeah, great. Well, we're talking about the education collection, so I have to ask, are there any new classes we can look forward to this year?
Well, yes. So we have colour for Bang Bang, and it was really about mastering the simple. And the reason we say that is, as an artist, when you get better, it becomes about refinement of your skills, not putting all your ideas into one hair,
mm-hmm.
one head of hair. So we wanted to make bold statements while creating looks that were wearable, but push the envelope in an effortless way. and also could be applied to a multitude of clients, diverse in terms of age. It's a really important thing.
Yeah.
You know, actually being able to give anyone something. So we use a lot of earth tones and rose and copper and melting colours together. We're even playing around with some really light greens that are actually very beautiful. And the good thing about the collection is the colour techniques are always designed to complement the textures, the styling techniques, and also the cutting as well.
Yeah.
Cutting is really reflecting our basis as an editorial-based brand, and that's what we believe that the landscape's changed in 2020. Clients are now looking at the same references as us in terms of trying to define their look, and our job as stylists is to help them navigate that, cut through the clutter of social media and magazines and all the things that they see. So, yes, we represent the aesthetics inspired by 90s street culture, but we're looking back for inspiration for iconic fashion and iconic movements, but creating something new.
Yeah.
They're truly adaptable to every type of client. And styling is really about texture and creating editorial texture. Clients, I believe, do not want their hair overdone in really strong textures anymore.
Mm.
That's something that Kevin Murphy's always been at the forefront, and with Bang Bang, we continue that.
That's great. It's such exciting year coming up with education for 2020. So we will look forward to hearing and seeing more from our Kevin Murphy Education Collection, Bang Bang. Nathan, as always, thank you for your time, your wisdom, and for sharing the new education collection with us today.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you.